Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Johnny Tan, author of From My Mama's Kitchen, Food for the Soul, Recipes for Living. Welcome to my weekly From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio show. Our show this morning is about Sprint into Spring 2010 with fitness, lifestyle, and spiritual expert Tracy Shoup. Tracy is a reality fitness and modeling champion who has also been awarded with many achievements in fitness and lifestyle. She runs a consulting service for alternative medicine and personal growth and is the founder of Fitness Professional Lifestyle Association. She has created a program called FitStyle, which uses energy work techniques of the mind and body to help enhance career, health, and relationships. She has counseled and coached celebrities, U.S. soldiers, and other professional athletes to perform at their optimum level of professional excellence. Tracy is here to provide insightful first-hand experiences on how to survive and thrive by increasing one's spiritual awareness and establishing a healthy wellness lifestyle. Good morning, Tracy. Welcome to From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on your show.
I'm so excited that you're finally able to join us. It's fantastic. You have a lot of followers out there, and we're all excited to have the opportunity to talk with you this morning. Let us start by having you tell us a little bit about yourself. Please walk us through your life's journey from childhood to the present moment.
All my life, you know, since I was a little girl, I was involved in activities when it came to, you know, the sports and the fitness. And at the age of two, I was, you know, balleting and doing performances on stage for, you know, many of people throughout my life in school and going through dancing classes. And I was very, very shy growing up. I think this is why I am inspired by my mother today, because she is the one that pushed me and it helped me get out of my shyness. I was really kind of scared of people all the time. I kind of still am a little bit, but being on stage really helps you personally grow, being involved in other types of activities. And going through that, being on stage, and I guess when you actually make people happy and see them smile, and I guess that really makes a lot of difference growing up. And then, of course, you know, going through the trials and tribulations of understanding what's around you and understanding your environment and knowing how to adapt to it and being able to learn from it and grow from it.
That's quite interesting. Now, I know that growing up, you had several challenges looking back in time, and how did those challenges affected you then, and say, how does it transform you today in your life's journey?
Well, I grew up in a very strict environment. I was raised and baptized Catholic, and then we converted later once my mother remarried. But, you know, I was very disciplined. I didn't have a lot of TV to watch. I was always playing outdoors or involved in some way with activities. And as time went on, I guess because there is a lot of negativity you deal with in your life as growing up as a kid, but I seem to overcome that. I dealt with a medical situation, though, that kind of made it a little bit more difficult for me growing up, but I seem to be able to overcome it, which is losing my hearing at the age of four. And, you know, that was really kind of stepping me back a little bit. And then I lost it and then had to deal with that throughout my life. Mm-hmm. And but I still, you know, I attended a lot of training type things and learn to get through that, and I still had a lot of good friends growing up and good people, friends around me to protect me from areas like that. And then, you know, of course, later on, I was lucky and blessed at the age, it took about 17 at the age of 17 when I was blessed with a doctor who specialized in research, where I actually, I'm like a bionic woman, but I don't have a supersonic hearing. He gave me artificial eardrums, and I got most of my hearing back. And that was something that was one of the challenges I had in my life. And then later on, I dealt with cancer, which caused me, made me from stress and everything down the road in my 20s, where I ended up gaining weight. I was in a corporate business. I was attending banking and was involved in a lot of responsibilities. And I was gaining all this weight and ended up in the hospital. And they didn't know what it was back then, so they found out that I had bowels it all back up to my system. This is really serious. So, you know, they didn't know. I could have died, I guess, from when I kind of kept that away from my family. I was pretty private about it. It was embarrassing, of course. You know, that's something you really don't want to discuss with people. But, you know, I found that this, you know, I ended up gaining all this weight. I still was active. I still was kind of brutish because I was strong and I still was doing a lot of things, activity. But I still couldn't lose that weight. I was like, well, you see that today because a lot of women, a lot of men say, well, I'm doing everything. I'm exercising all the time. But I still can't seem to get where I want to go. And, you know, a lot of times you got to find out if there's something more involved. And you just, you know, you need to find out through, you know, testing yourself, getting all the type of right things that you need. And maybe, you know, it's just not more than just exercising. You got to find out through nutrition. And that's how I found out through nutrition, and that healed me later on, because when I ended up meeting my husband at that time and getting involved with the military and getting more active, I found that there were through my, when I started going back to school, instead of getting out of, I got out of banking and business, I went back to school and started pre-med. And this is where I found a lot of new things coming into play for the future that they're, everybody's knowing now, which is your holistic health, your natural types of things. And that's when I found healing through that area of, you know, the holistic health, which is what I'm inspired by today.
Well, what fascinates me about your life, I mean, your, I guess, you know, your early life, is the fact that, you, like you were saying, because you went through a situation where obviously you were born, you know, okay, I guess, with all your faculties and everything else, and age of two, you realize that, I mean, you guys found out that you lost your hearing ability. I mean, that's got to be debilitating, you know, in terms of like, wait a minute, now as a child, you're going through all that, and then the opportunity came up to whereby in the cost of living, and you were able to correct that. And then just when, I guess, in some ways, as we walk through life, life is a journey, and then you hit this wall about, you know, going through cancer. And I'm sure...
yeah, kind of like, you know, you're supposedly on this path and, you know, you're being guided to where you know you're supposed to be, and yet there's always something trying to keep you from that. It's called obstacles. It's outside influences, it can be, and yeah, we have to deal with those, and that's part of life. You're right.
But you're very strong inside. I think that makes a big difference, because I think a lot of times, you know, there is a saying that, you know, the least tested you are, the weaker you are versus someone who is resilient, who has been tested constantly all the time, and that you build from within. So that makes a big difference, because one of my moms has always, you know, mentioned that to me in terms of, you know, hey, you know, look at this as something that's building from inside out. But having said that, what really inspired you to be physically fit?
That was when I got around the military. When I was going through a transformation,
mm-hmm.
being that I was involved in a lot of musical and entertainment growing up, because I competed on stage, I performed on stage, I won titles at very young ages. I was an All-American out of high school, you know, like they say, like Michael Jordan was All-American.
Yeah.
And if they don't look at some of the women today, I was actually an All-American out of high school, won a scholarship. It was, you know, that's what I'm trying to push today about lifestyle with women, to empower them, because we don't get really the respect in the industry of fitness and sports as maybe a male does, a basketball player or a baseball player. And I was All-American out of there, but my scholarship wasn't as much as somebody like St. Ben, like him, that would be a basketball player. And we're not as scouted as and looked at as the way as they are. And, You know, when I got with the military and around them, I got a little bored because I couldn't find a lot of things to do as an adult because as a young kid, there's always something offered. You know, they're always like, oh, kids this, kids that, kids this. And yet when you become out of that type of, you know, kid area and you become an adult and yet you still want to compete, you know, there's not a lot of options. And I was kind of like, thought that was not right because we need something to keep us active, even as an adult, even as a senior, in order to stay. I had to, based on my doctor prescription, I have to stay active. I have to stay healthy. So I was trying to find other things to keep me motivated and focused while he was at war all the time and I was being left and didn't know a lot of people. And that's another test that, you know, the universe gave me is I was so used to being around a bunch of love and being around a bunch of people and yet here I am now being abandoned, so to speak, and left there, and you don't know anybody, and what do you do? But the only thing I could think of was I got to find something to compete in, and I got to find something to keep me active and keep me healthy. And the soldiers do that. They have to live that life every day. They run every day. They're exercising every day, and yet I know there's still soldiers out there that are overweight and deal with mental stress and, I mean, the wartime. But that's what keeps them going is that activity. And that's where I found competitions as an adult and really pushed to be that. And I really got into some amazing things. I went and got into bench pressing. I got into bodybuilding. I got into tri-fitnesses and obstacle courses. That's where I really got my niche competing, and it got me to national TV eventually. And to this day, I try to be inspired by that, and that's where it kind of kept me motivated was being around those type of people.
Now, physically, obviously, you transform yourself physically during this process because you were, and you know, and we all mention, you know, being a spiritualist, you know, myself in the sense that we go through where nothing happens by accident. So you needed at that time to be around physically fit people, and that sort of inspired you. Well, hey,
yeah.
You know, just don't sit
I
back.
I was still overweight, too. I was sick, and I was, you know, they couldn't find, they were taking all these blood tests, and they didn't know what I had. They first said, oh, you have lupus, oh, you have rheumatoid arthritis. They didn't, at that time, did anything, had no research at all for cancer back then, and that's why a lot of people today who I've been involved with in a lot of the charity events with a lot of other celebs, like the Beals, Jessica Beals, Justin Timberlake, your people like Cindy Crawford, your Lance Armstrong, your Andre Agassi, Athletes of Hope. You know, I'm all part of that network to push, to help bring athletes into play to keep us healthy because artists and athletes go through it, and so do soldiers. We go through a lot of mental issues, emotional issues, and if you're gifted, you know, that can bring a lot of things to you. And that's what I was inspired by. So I was trying to get healthy back then for that reason. And I was trying to find out what would help me, and I was on medications. I'm not against these drug industries a lot. I mean, you need control, but, you know, I found that the medications, because of my chemical balance and my spiritual balance and who I was, it was not working for me, and it was making me sicker. I was losing my hair. My nails wouldn't grow. I was embarrassed. I dealt with where I couldn't enjoy going out anymore at restaurants with family sometimes because I would feel sick. It was found it through my, you know, genetics, and I was trying to find another route, and I found it through nutrition. I found it through fitness competitions, and I found it through supplementation. I found what was going on through me, and I was studying cells at the time and blood and finding, you know, just listening to my, you know, listening, and I guess there was one time when, you know, when I was getting ready to compete in modeling and fitness, and I was going to Hollywood and Las Vegas, I was in a series, so I was getting these achievements, you know, kind of like you didn't have the reality shows back then. We were the ones that brought the reality shows. We're the ones that pushed that and brought it in an idea effect because at that time, you know, I was competing in a series, just like you got the American Idol, the American Got Talent. I was competing in that type of thing in those series back then, and I was trying to push my way to be a champion. And when I was on the plane at the time, I was sitting there, and even, you know, traveling sometimes can affect you when you're dealing with that type of situation medically. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting next to this guy, and it was so funny because he was, like, very talkative, and he was not even, he was, like, the unhealthiest person you could ever meet. He ate terrible. He drank on the plane. He was really obnoxious. And he told me, you know, just by talking to me, I said, what do you do? You know, he's like, well, what do you do? I said, well, I'm getting ready to compete in a series and try to become a fitness champion and mm-hmm. out there and ESPN2 and Fox Sports and all that. He said, that's amazing. And he said, well, how do you keep in shape? And I said, well, I struggle on that because their diets are different. And I don't know. I can't seem to get where I want to go. And I'm having situations. And I told him what I dealt with in my life, and he said, wow, you guys, you're going to be really surprised. I'm a clinical nutritionist, and right now we're working on this thing, and it won't be out for 3 more years, but I guarantee you, you're going to be healed, and we're going to make sure of it. And I was like, you're kidding me. See what God blesses you and the spirits bring you in your life, you know? And so it was true. I mean, because I ended up finding out that medication I was taking was not the right type of medication. I ended up getting into different types of proteins, and I went and competed, and I got the runner-up. I got major, major television type of notice. And back then, you know, if I would have known what they do now about, you know, how they make their money every time the show is every half hour, I wish I would have known that then, and my lawyers, but oh well. But I won the series of the Model Quest America series, which is a huge back then. It's promoted by a lot of your fitness and bodybuilding with Hollywood studios, with sponsored magazines, and there was a film back then that I was supposed to be part of, but again, that's where we go into our obstacles and the competitions, and I went on to do more challenging things like obstacle courses, and I did the modeling for, gosh, I've been modeling for, I won North Carolina Miss Fitness, modeling for Hawaiian Tropic, everything you can imagine in modeling, but the Model Quest series was where I thought, oh my gosh, this is my opportunity now. I'm going to actually be working as a pro. This is my pro status. And I mean, that's what your whole goal is. Once you become that pro status, that's where that salary comes in. That's where that job, that's where that stability, and that's where you say, this is when now I can actually focus on my family. And that's what I was excited about when, you know, it wasn't just about enjoying it, but I was also trying to create a lifestyle because I knew this had to be part of my life, and because that's what kept me healthy, you know. And I wanted to see, okay, where else can it take me now?
But do you think that going through all that looks like, because you were a very busy woman, and I know you still are, and so there is a fine balance there, because you were getting all these wonderful opportunities that came up to you, and it's almost like a dream come true, wouldn't you say? I mean, because all this while, since from childhood, you went through the whole process. You went through a situation where you got all those obstacle challenges, and you do have a story to say. And sounds like, you know, it really helped you to be the person you are today, because very, very strong, very, you know, with strong conviction and focus and everything else.
Oh, sweet. Thanks. it did. You're right. That's where that, you know, the divination comes in and the whole itself, because when you're incorporating these fitness programs, and, you know, I learned a lot, because I'll be honest with you, I didn't get a lot of support and help that I thought. I felt really kind of alone in my training, where a lot of these other people, like when they once become, they get everything. They get the trainers, they get the media, they get the support.
The whole package,
and I was,
so to speak, yeah, the whole package kind of thing.
Exactly,
yeah.
And I was finding that I was a little naive to some of the things, and I was alone a lot of times where I felt where I wasn't really knowledgeable in what I could do. So I was researching myself and studying and continuing to go back to college, and I was going to become a PA, which is, you know, pre-med. I was going to actually become a doctor, physician assistant, and I was studying, and you're not going to believe this, because I was bartending and PRing in an entertainment type of as to pay for my college at that time also.
Yeah.
And so I, being back in the music industry when I was in the 90s, because I was a music artist, I used to write songs and with people that actually have worked with Dr. Dre later in the past before he actually made it big and so forth from California. And I was working on projects with them and doing artists and music, and I found healing through that too, which is a lot of parts of my programs today with the audio and the music.
Right.
And I found healing through that, and I was excited about opening up and doing my own band. And so when I was, I was still in that industry where even while I was studying for pre-med, I was actually part-time bartending and doing PR in an entertainment where it built really big. And artists that were coming there before they became pro was like Rob Thomas in Matchbox 2020, Storyville, Sammy Hagar, coming back out. When these people had fallen back and they weren't working, they were coming back out again, and I was part of that, and I was trying to do myself coming back out too, studying in that field, using the medical and the art at the same time. And this is where my fitness programs growing up with this competition, I found through my own research, and I kept and tested all that and found through the spiritual types of way of natural, because I was a natural athlete, and when I was had a chance to actually qualify for the Olympia team, which I didn't make it through the U.S. Army, I actually got to work and be part and be friends with people like and meet Marion Jones, who was at that time the fastest runner in the world. And again, we know all that happened to her. She ended up making some different mistakes. But during that time, you're not allowed to be you can't even do smoothies. You have to be a natural athlete. They drug test you. The drug testing is very, very, they are into that. And so I also met and had a best friend that was Israeli. She actually got on the Olympic team and was 10th in the world. I went on and did another organization and became 10th in the world in that. And so now it was amazing the people I met in my life around me today. And now that I'm getting involved in the art and the film and the reality, and I've been involved with reality, I am using these parts to help bring that into the fitness programs, which is part of Fit Style. Fit Style is all about that. It's bringing all that healing and all that and using the spirituality and using the divination and bringing that nutrition all together and helping you create a lifestyle. And that's where my fitness programs come in, and that's where I teach you, because nowadays, today, we're going through hard times. We're trying. The recession's still going. We thought we were coming out, but the recession's still going on. So people are like, okay, I need these steps. And I have those steps for you. And that's what part of these steps are, is, you know, you have to start somewhere, but you can't do it alone. And I know how it feels to be alone. And if I didn't go out there looking for that support, you know, you gotta ask for it. You got to commit to it.
Right. Well, I mean, one thing is very interesting. You mentioned a little bit, and you touched a little bit about holistic health and all that. You obviously recently received a doctorate in divination and holistic health, and sounds like you have wonderfully incorporated that into your fitness program. And this theme for this morning is Sprint into Spring. What is the first step for someone that's out there who it's on the edge, thinking on the edge as well as not on the edge just yet, but, you know, feel hopeless. You know, what do I do? What do I need to get done? So, Tracy, what is the first process for someone like that?
Well, I always believe that spring is about new beginnings. And a lot of people today are on the go, Johnny. They're on the go. They want it now. Give it to me now. Give it on my iPhone.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Give it to me. Download it right now. I want to hear it now. And so today's, you know, Americans are that way. Americans are always on the go. They forget it. They don't take the time out for themselves. And so, okay, I know that through my growing up, it took me 15 years to get where I'm at today. And you know, okay, how am I going to take all those 15, 20 years and roll that into something on the go, you know?
Right.
And that's where these wonderful types of new age type things have come into play, where it's called the energy medicine, and that's where my specialty is energy medicine. You know, people don't want to spend 2-3 hours in a gym. I mean, but you're not going to be some major bodybuilder that's going to be lifting a bunch of weight or being massive. It depends on each person.
Mm-hmm.
But you can use that, tap into that, and learn how to incorporate that on the go. And that's through, you know, your body, your energy, and your mind, and your spirit. And, of course, we use our senses, and that's our touch. You know, we have all our senses. And so I created an eight-step process. You know, you hear about from your personal growth, you hear way back in the old traditional world, the 12 steps to this, you know,
right,
if you have an addiction
right.
or anything.
Right.
It is about addiction. You find your what your problem is and find out how to do that. And spring to spring in these fit style programs, it's my working it out tour is what it is. My tour, I'm on tour, so working it out tour. It incorporates you using, you know, poetry, music, programs that can give you that on-the-go GPS type of deal. You know, that GPS, tap into the unknown, show me the direction, so to speak, as the shortest distance you can.
Right.
And so the first step is part of my first program, which is called Shoot the Stretch. And Shoot the Stretch is a self-test. It's an audio. It helps you test yourself so you can find out what's going on with you. And stretching that mind and getting it prepared for the next step. And then you have other programs, which is detoxifying your lifestyle, which is cleansing your body, cleansing your soul, cleansing your house, cleansing your relationships, seeing what is the obstacle, the blocks, and the addictions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like the first start of the process on, you know, when, you know, the new beginning, helping yourself change, going through, because we're all going through a transformation. And you need to find out what it is that's keeping you from changing, and what's that? Because if you developed a habit, mm-hmm. and it's been staying with you for all those years, that's going to be hard to break, Johnny.
Right, right.
And so you need to keep yourself. It's a reprogram, I say.
Right.
A reprogram.
The first step is to me is that mental shift, being saying that you know one of the things that I've learned from. This was interesting because from one of my, and I like to share this with you. This is from someone who is a practitioner of law of attraction, and a lot of times people talk about law of attraction attracting someone to you or whatever. But the uniqueness
of course,
that I shared with
yeah.
you is that up until now, I have never said blah blah blah. So the key word is up until
blah
now.
Blah blah, right? Golly, I gotcha. It's true. That's the way to say it.
Yeah, and what you were saying is fairly interesting because what I like about it is that you're using natural things because we're not looking at something you know that costs money that you know you're using natural elements here to make that decision. Look around you, take inventory of your surrounding, yourself. And everything else, and then I guess, you know, for lack of a better term, I'm using her concept in terms of, well, Johnny, up until now, you have not really blah, blah, blah. So now incorporating what you have to do, okay, as you take this inventory, then you start making, that's the very first step because of the elements you have, whether the way you're eating or are you walking, are you doing this? And so what I like about the way you're doing things, you are incorporating all this as a first step because it is a mental challenge. And you, of all person I've known, being so challenged, you know, since at the age of 2 years old, you know, with that sort of mental challenge, you're tough. I mean, you're a tough kid. I think whether boys or girls, I don't think they want to cross your path because you'll probably just go up there and beat the crap out of them.
It does. You're right. My parents, they, you know, it was like they had that Italian in them, you know, and a German. And you know, the new Pope is like the new Pope. Now we got a Polish Pope, and I've got a little bit of Polish, so I've got the Italian, the Polish, and I got the German. You know, because our generation today, we're not really. It's hard to be full-blooded anymore, but, you know, I grew up, they go, my gosh, you're so stupid, but come here, I love you. Come here, I'm going to smack you around, but come here, we're going to get you straight, you know, let's get you going here, you know. And the women in my family were, they rule, I mean, they were strong, empowered, and my mother was, she didn't have her, she grew up in a poor family, she lost her parents at a young age, she had to find that strength within her, too, and that's, She taught me that. She really did. And, you know, we might not always understand each other, and moms are moms, you know, and moms and daughters go through their things. But, you know, she is the nest of the bird, and, you know, she's hard to let go. But once you let it go, you know, you still have that mother. And, you know, her mom and my grandmother, which I didn't get to know too well, but I remember her in spirit protecting me. And I just know that today, a lot of times, men are very wonderful, and they're there, and I hope to inspire men to be more. And you see that now regarding that, because men want to be more part of their children's lives now. They don't want to be so much, and the women are, they need a break. There's a lot of put on women today. And growing up, women didn't have, like my mom, a lot of things were hush-hush. You couldn't be that strong, empowered women like men are.
Right.
And today women in opportunities like now. I mean, we're trying to come up, we've come a long way, baby, I would say. And
well, what it is that there's a generational shift. Everything has its time. And so there are all its pluses and minuses, because one of the things that people don't realize, the uniqueness about it in some ways, and you have been married, and you know this, what I'm talking about, and our parents' or grandparents' time, because one of the things that is fascinating that I found out in their generations that the guys have their cave to go to. The women, believe it or not, have their own cave also. It's their kitchen that they could, their own private sanctuary that they can go to and regenerate themselves and refocus and, re-energize and everything else. Now, today's generation in some ways is
very
wonderful. I love it where, you have truly the codependency, the interdependency relationship where we both cook together, we do this together and everything else. And then on the other hand, there is a very fine line there, because really there's not a space for, for your own private sanctuary.
Well, the men weren't allowed in the kitchen growing up with my family.
There you go.
Even the kids, you get dishes
right.
thrown at you. So, but I saw that later on, like with my grandparents.
Yeah.
My grandfather is a decorative war vet. And after he retired, because growing up with the government, my mom was government too, but, again, I kind of branched out and did differently when I got into the entertainment a little bit and the music. And, when I saw my grandparents when he retired and they were together, that is so true. She led him in the kitchen down the road, and they would do it. They would work together. He would do the salad, and he would always make the salad, and, she let him start coming into the kitchen as time went on. So you're right. The new generation today, we're allowing the men to come more in and help us out. And they're becoming, some of the top chefs out there are men, So
we are great cooks now. In case you don't know.
Exactly. Yeah, you are. I'd rather you cook for me. I have a recipe book coming out here soon. I can cook, but it's like, I'd love it to get that break every so often, It's really nice to know that that's what I'm saying. A lot of times you see that in families is, I need to change my lifestyle, but I got these other people in my household, but I can't, women, when they get with a man and he can eat more, like with my husband has time to be, he could eat carbohydrates, and he's a big guy, bodybuilder, big guy. He wasn't bodybuilder champion, but he was military, and
yeah.
He could eat all, he had to live on nothing but carbohydrates and everything. I can't do that because that makes it worse for me. I can't eat the high sugar, glycemic type things, and
right.
So you do have that conflict in your household, and so that's where you need to learn to help each other so he can still stay, but he can also be healthy. And he, you learn to compromise, you start, and it's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Putting subtle things in there, reprogramming, to transition your new lifestyle and allowing your family to get part of that, I want that sugary pop. And I grew up with it, and I got to have it. I got to have my cigarettes. I got to have my Pepsi, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
To find out later on, I don't really, it doesn't taste as good. It's too sugary now. That's
right,
the point where you start reprogramming. And that's what it's about, the mental and reprogramming. And, that's where your kitchen comes into play, because what's the door that we open the most in our life? It's the refrigerator.
Right.
And we open that more often than we do other doors in our life. That refrigerator, believe it or not, the statistics show it. And being able to redo that refrigerator, redo your kitchen, detoxify it, cleanse it out, clean it, go through it, get rid of the old, bring in the new. It's all part of it. You're right.
Very interesting analogy, and that's very, very true. And that's why they build those refrigerators to last for a long time. You know that, huh?
And you got to update them, too, eventually, too. That's part of, you know, you want to be like, oh, I don't want to, like, put those jugs of water. I want just to pour it out of the refrigerator.
Very, very
you
true.
Know?
What are the, what is the desired outcome that you hope to accomplish, you know, with the various participants of your program? Because you obviously come up with various exercise workout routines for these people. And let's touch about that a little bit. I mean, like, how do you come up with certain routines? You know, because you begin with baby steps, obviously, and then you have certain things that you have to do. And then what is the desired outcome?
That's exactly what it is. It's designing. That's what the Fit Style is all about. It's image design, you know, designing it for you. Because what I work out, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I need a workout buddy. Work out with me. No, I'm not going to work out with you. I'm your coach. We're going to design something that's for you. You know, I'm your motivator. I'm your pusher. I'm your supporter. But I am not to do your thing. And, you know, because what I do is going to be different than what you need. And that's where we need to find what that is, because nobody's usually knowledgeable on that. They're not knowledgeable on how to read food labels. They're confused about it. The FDC is not really educating enough how to grocery shop. How to understand, you know, what types of foods you need for your portion size in order to lose the weight you want to. But also, most people today want to create, it costs money. I mean, you people
right.
want, I want free this, I want free that, I want a free trainer, I want a free membership, I want a free buddy workout. And they don't want to invest in themselves. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, you invest in your family, you invest in your kids. You need to invest in yourself, too, or else your kids
right.
and your lifestyle, people around you are not going to mean nothing. They're going to get hindered. If
right.
you invest in yourself, put back into yourself, and help your protect yourself and your health and your lifestyle, you're never going to be able to get to that retirement and enjoy those kids down the road,
right.
or enjoy that family time. And I know because I've been there. I lost that. That's where my Fit Style comes into play because when the wealth and the prosperity is running through your life and, you know, you just like, okay, well, I made $2 million this year or $100,000 this year. It doesn't seem like that to you because of your lifestyle. It seems like you're still struggling because of the Americans. They're in debt. They want to spend. They want to look like, you know, the Jones and the Smiths and stuff. And that's where life, you know, the Fit Style comes into play, where it's not just about finding out who you are, what's going on inside, but also touching into the universe, getting back to grounding and giving back to the earth, going green on the go, giving back, helping preserve our future, and learning how to protect yourself during these hard times when, you know, people are laying you off, and how to help you understand what to do and giving you those tips. And so it takes you beyond the fitness, which is one of my programs called Beyond the Fitness. And then, you know, being able to exercise the Mega Way, which is my Mega Way, part of the working out tour, is being able to tap into the universe and listen. Listen, we have two ears and one mouth, right? Listen and before you speak. So your two ears, and, you know, not every message is going to be good, but you have a choice, and that's where the higher power gives you that choice, your free will. Take and research it and understand it and see if that's the best for your lifestyle. Not every credit card, not every program, not every insurance company is going to be right for you. Not every diet is going to be right for you. Jillian Michaels' diet is not going to be right for you. The Zone's not going to be right for you. You know, maybe this is what's right for you. And maybe that's what you need, is to find out a life type of style coaching, and that's where that comes in, and that's where other people are going to help you, bring you ideas, and that's why I want to make this a national campaign. I want to be able to fund this program so I can provide centers to help those that are in hard times get back into the training, or people who have been mentally, emotionally affected by this time, like our soldiers, like artists and athletes, who have been put down and slammed down, and or dealt with illnesses in the recession, and give them an opportunity, you know? And that's where your challenges come into play, and that's where these programs are going to be. And I hope to expand that out into a global area and be able to get people to join and be part of that.
What is a reasonable expectation for each individual when they, you know, when they embrace your concept of fit style? Because obviously it touches all aspects of their life. It's no longer, like you say, we're no longer focused on just, okay, I just want to buff up a little bit, I want to tone a little bit, or I want to increase endurance. It's a complete package because it includes all that plus some more. So what is the reasonable expectation, say, for example, the first 30 days? What are the things that will, you know, because we need something to cheer us up and keep us going. So what are the things that we can look at as an immediate, you know?
Well, that's where my fit style comes into play, where I've got these tools that I use. When you join or you become part of a member of FPLA, which is Fitness Professional Lifestyle Association, when you become a member of that, it gives you opportunities in all areas of your life. Like you said when you first opened the program, Johnny, you're right. It's about giving you opportunities in your health, your fitness, giving opportunities in your lifestyle, giving opportunities in your career maybe, and your relationships. Because when I was training people in the past, it really wasn't about their health. It was about the relationships in their life. You know, sometimes they met the wrong people in their life, and we deal with it in the celeb industry. We deal with the reality. We meet the wrong people sometime, and they don't want us to go anywhere. They don't want us to be anything, and that's where your challenge is and your negativity. You see it in reality shows. Our reality shows, I mean, the violence and everything. And so learning how to take that negativity and turn it into a positive outcome. Your first 30 days is about breaking and finding self-help testing yourself, finding what the patterns are, getting the expert opinions to give you a reading or a guidance on what is around you, what are the outside influences, giving you the opportunities to be able to find out medically what's going on, making sure that you're prepared to take that risk within the first 30 days, because those first 30 days are going to be your hardest. Mm-hmm. And that's when most people give up. Most people give up within the first 7 to 14 days, and that's where my 14-day plan kind of gets you going. And then, of course, if you become a member, then you get my motivational calls. Mm-hmm. You get people to try to get you involved in other things. You learn about other products. You learn about other tools. You learn about free things, free resources. That's where you get your free at. And that's also going to give you a chance, each person, depending on where they want to go. If you're a model, maybe you want to, you know, start getting portfolio going. Maybe if you're a person that's overweight and sick, maybe I can find some spiritual healing. If I'm a doctor and I want to try to help others and incorporate my program, this is my chance to tell people about my new stuff I've got going on by being part of a member and getting sure you're verified for that. And that's what we try to do, and getting in at registry so you can network with other people, mm-hmm. and becoming a pro. People want, you know, be getting up to those levels, making that choice, and that's up to you where you want to go. Each person is different, Johnny.
It's true, and that comes back to, you know, the idea of the expectations and everything else. And how do you deal with people, each participant that with different level of fitness? Do you custom tailor to
them? It's the relationship thing, yeah. You won't believe. I mean, first they hate you. First they're excited and scared, just like when I first got on stage when I was two. Each time I get on stage, I'm still scared because people are scary out here. They're scary out here. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't know what they're gonna do, and you're going, okay, I'm stepping out. I don't know who my audience is, mm-hmm. and we're gonna help you try to figure out who is around you, what is your audience, and what can help you achieve your goals. Right. And that's the key right there. And then later on, finding out, okay, did I perform well? And if I'm not performing that well, then I need to go back and find out how to improve that area. If it's like, oh, I can't get my tummy flat, what is it that's causing that? why is it that I'm not able to communicate well with him and or her, or why is it that, you know, there's a reason for it, and that's where you can get your expert opinions on that. Well, what do I need to do about this relationship, or what do I need about this to do this about legally? What about, you know, how can I be part of something that can make a difference in someone else's life?
Mm-hmm. Very interesting approach. You mentioned something about, obviously, you know, with a holistic approach and everything else, we talk about spiritualism and everything else. How does spiritual healing relate to and complement our overall wellness with fitness, you know, well-being, so to speak?
Well, I'm called the Dr. Divine, but I'm kind of like the bad girl of God in a way. So when I studied a lot of my colleges that I went to like over 7 different colleges, and I'm still studying to this day because I'm a researcher and I write. So I'm always trying to get people to give me some new stuff, new material, you know, Ben, just like I'm sure you understand. So when I looked into spirituality, I learned a lot through the history of the religion, because my college is religious, so I had to study the history of the Bible. I was raised in Catholic, and it can be, growing up, it can be kind of shoved down your throat a little bit. And but, you know, we are sinners, and we do make sacrifices, and we have to know that not everybody out here is, you know, good and bad, but you have to be a little bit bad in order to protect yourself. Mm-hmm. And divination is the unknown. It's also helping you to tap in to your inner spirit and also to ask for guidance when you need it. And a lot of people, when they pray, they don't sometimes understand how to pray, or they're maybe not as knowledgeable, and you're not in that level yet. And there's planes, you know, like how come you can curl 40 pound dumbbells as a female, and I can only lift this 10 pound because I'm on a plane. I'm on a level here. Mm-hmm. Like, how can a soldier, you know, survive a war? And it's strategy. And when you educate yourself and you take that time out to give back to the universe and ask for that guidance, you learn from that experience and being knowledgeable. It's called, you know, it's part of my new song, one of my songs in my new single I'm coming out, when I dealt with Scandalous. You know, we all go through scandal in our lives in some way. Mm-hmm. But taking that, you know, once upon a time deal, and taking it one step at a time and finding that step and, you know, getting to that top of that level of that pyramid, so to speak. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's your food, you know, we dealt with the basic four, now we dealt with pyramids, now we've added to that. Mm-hmm. It's just a change. That's what it's about. It's learning, because people have a hard time changing. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have to make a change if you're going to deal with transformation. You've got to find some change. And that's where you've got to, you know, decide yourself. Some people don't want it. Some people are happy where they're at.
Right.
Other people want that change. You know, I'm tired of being 80 pounds overweight or 30 pounds overweight. I'm tired of not making more money than I should.
Right.
You know, I went through it. You know, a lot of people went through it. Celebs went through it. They've lost a lot. Mm. You know, they've been through a lot. They've met bad people, good people in their life. It's about saying, okay, I've learned from that.
Mm-hmm. Very true. What's some of the methods of spiritual healing?
Oh, well, those are little secrets, that's for sure, but I would definitely give you one little thing that I would definitely do that's very, very good. It's I have visions. I grew up very gifted in some way. You know, you don't talk about that because then they think, oh, you're nuts. You're crazy. It's almost like a show called The Ghost Whisperer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Children are very, when they're young, they're very susceptible to that levels of planes, and they're very, because they're innocent, and learning to be able to tap back into that childhood, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
When you dream, and when you understand, you know, because your subconscious is one of those types of things about reprogramming.
Right.
Is if people are sending you negative messages, you got to learn how to block that, because that's how it's affecting you. And that's this world. Reality does it. People do it. They feed off that negativity. And that's where supposedly they say the devil's involved. They want to, it's supposedly the fallen angels that have broken away and they're in and working through the spirit. And that's true. Mm-hmm. You have to see, okay, why did I say that to somebody? I really didn't mean to say that to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why did I don't really feel that way. You know, learning to protect yourself from the outside influences and the other spirits, I say. That's a spiritual healing. So you got to learn to, kind of like how when you first wake up, your body is very susceptible to any type of opening types of messages. When you first wake up, the first thing you want to do is think positive. Automatically, be thankful of something that you want to keep. Write down the five, I mean, like my mother sent me this the other day. My gosh, she surprises me the way she is. She's so, whatever. She sent this to me and she said, you know, when God takes or the universe takes something away from you, there's a reason for that because it's going to bring something better to you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to keep certain things in your life and you're appreciative of those things, say it when you first wake up. Say, I'm very thankful for this working car, even though it's not the Jaguar that my neighbor has, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's getting me to where I can find a job, or maybe if I don't have that car, I'll never be able to look for a job. Be thankful for that working car. Pray that no matter what, it'll always be working for you.
Right.
I'm thankful for my healthy mind, my healthy body. If you want to change your way you think, I'm going to meet five positive people in my life today that will be my friend and help me in anything I need.
Right.
That's one of the first things you can do. Journal
for what you have. That's basically what it is when you get up in the morning.
I know. I was almost homeless. I mean, I was almost on the street. I mean, when you have people turn on you and you think, oh my gosh, this is the person I thought that I really loved, or this is the person that I thought, this is my career, I thought these people were going to be the best people that I was going to work for and create and make a difference in the world, and they ended up, they're just making bad things happening into this world.
Right.
You know, that's sad, and, you know, we all make mistakes, but learning from that and educating other people and helping them and having them join in the same mission. It's
right.
Whatever mission you want, and you're right, it's just, you have to be thankful. I mean, just think about Hades. Think about the disasters. Think about, you know, your family, the people over there like Italy that were the earthquakes and the destructions and
right.
Those, you know, exactly.
What
we are so
like,
lucky here.
What I like about what you were talking about, and one of the things that I do want to ask you is this. You've written a book about memories of my mother with love. Please tell us a little bit more about that, because I have a show coming up next month strictly focused on Mother's Day, why we celebrate Mother's Day and wonderful stories and stuff like that. And we have so many wonderful stories to share. In all actuality, the show is going to run for 2 months, May and June. But you got the first shot at it to kind of let us know what the wonderful memories of Mother with Love is.
Well, as I say, and I know this is what helped me, is our wonderful family.
Mm-hmm.
I have a very strong family. I found out, you know, once you lose your money, once you own everything, you know, even your thoughts of one you're going to be married to for the rest of your life turns
yeah.
on you. And you find out your true friends, and there's your family, even though they're hard on you. It's our wonderful family is like a candle. What reflects its joys within our hearts.
Right.
And whether you know, whatever family you have in your life, whether it be blood or not, you know, it's like a fire that keeps us close and warm. And this book is a lot to do with my saying thanks to the women that I've met in my life and my family and the men that keep them strong. And my grandmother is actually going through a mental issue. She doesn't remember a lot of things. She's I see my father how it is with her, and that's his mother, and, he lost, their vets, and I see what I went through with my own experience being post-traumatic stress syndrome and emotionally and mentally affected by things in my life from the people in my career, the people in my relationships, and so, I mean, memories are what really kept me alive and the positive things, and that's where this book is about, you know, like for if every parent who has wished for words to express how much they care about their mom and they just can't say it, Mm-hmm. You know, this book is actually going to remind them and tell them how much they are loved. And, you know, because we don't always get along, and you know that as family, and it's too bad. You know, we're always nicer to the other people, and yet we should be nicer to our family, but we don't. You know, it's like, you know, you're so stupid. Come here, I love you. Come here, let me smack you upside the head, you know, whatever. But, you know, this is about, it's a special collection for that. It's a gift collection in an unforgivable way where if you can cherish this book is going to give you that. And you can look back and read it, and it's going to allow you to remember those memories. And I hope from my own memories and from other people's memories that I've dealt with, it allows you to give that chance to tell those people how much you care about them. And it's just a great gift for any woman in their life. And, you know, for Mother's Day or even just anything, anybody, just inspire them for family.
Well, that's wonderful. How can someone get in touch with you to learn more about your program?
I have the Fitness Professional Lifestyle Association. If you want to become a member and get involved in some of the contests or, you know, get yourself out there, that's sponsored by a hosting website, which is called webs.com, and it's fitprolifestyle.webs.com. If you're a fitness professional and you want to inspire other people and be part of it or get to where you can become a FPLC and educate yourself and get that training. Mm-hmm. And for me, for my Working It Out tour, MySpace, TracyShoop.com. You can Twitter me at TracyShoop, that's TracyShoop. Mm-hmm. And I have contests going on when you Twitter. There's contests going on for all kinds of things. There's authors, if you're an inspired author, you have an opportunity to carousel, I call it, on my Working It Out tour, mm-hmm. to promote and help bring some new training and ideas. And we also have for artists and athletes who want to be inspired for the harder risk type competitions, mm-hmm. is our publicity package competitions where you can actually cast for reality shows, you can cast for writing reality, and cast for fitness. You can be part of projects coming up and a chance to win all kinds of contests where you could actually get a $250,000 publicity package to come perform on stage with me and other pro-type people on tour.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing?
That's fantastic. Wonderful.
I know. It's a chance if you want to get to that level. And also, if you want to kind of check on some of my tips and get some of my secrets, I have a blog, you know. It's called Doctor of Divine at blogspot.com.
You're a busy woman.
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to work like everybody else out here dealing with the recession. So
I understand that. That's wonderful. What can we, briefly, real quick, what can we expect from you in 2010?
I hope to get a bunch of friends. So I'm excited about being a friend of Johnny's, and I hope to get a lot more friends on my MySpace and my Twitter and my hope people can join involved in my Spiritual Weight Loss Challenge and check out how you can promote yourself and get involved and help yourself. And I'm actually working on some projects right now for my tour, so I've been doing some on-stage type stuff, open mic type things, and poetry and touring books and trying to. And my single is coming. I'm working on my single on a remix from the past and 90s called Scandalous, and that's coming out. And I'm actually working with some producers and some people that are pretty well-known in the industry on some film projects, too, coming up for 2010.
Fantastic. And we're coming close to the end of the show. We might be getting off the air, streaming on the air, off the air, but we're still on podcast so people can listen to us. Do you have a recipe for living would you like to share with us this morning, with all our listeners this morning?
Sure. Your smile is of light, your body is of energy, and your mind is your creation.
Mm-hmm.
And also, lead me not into temptation, because I can fight it myself.
That's wonderful. Tracy, thank you so much for the great recipe for living and spending this hour with us on From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. To all our listeners, thank you for being with us this morning. Please join me next Tuesday morning. The topic will be Empower American Children. My guest will be Candace Henry, the founder of nonprofit organization Empower American Children. We will be discussing how to create opportunities for kids by igniting their imaginations so that they will be dream builders for the future. And for additional information about this show, future shows, and for my recipes for living, please go to From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. And Tracy, thank you again, and have a great day.
Oh, thank you for having me. Take care.
Bye-bye.